Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 328, part 2, Rejoice, part 1. Today is Sunday, January 26, 2014.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Well, we don't have it, but we're going to get it for you. We'll call all over until we get that part that you need, and we'll deliver it, hand deliver it to you personally, because we appreciate your business. There's not too much of that going on right now, is there? You go to a gas station, they don't even wipe off your window. Do you have a screwdriver? Screwdriver, what's that? Let me look it up in the dictionary. Screwdriver. Oh, that's a drink. People don't know. Say amen, somebody. Oh, that wasn't very religious. No, I'm just ministering truth here. People, I'm ministering truth here. Are you hearing this? Oh, this is true. This is people. Come down to earth. Let me pull you out of the clouds. Ooh, pretty hard. Pretty. It must be angels holding on to you, huh? No. You're full of hot air. That's what's happening. Hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Nobody else does. No, you'll never have this to say, I have nothing to do. Comfort the feeble. Support the weak. Be patient at all times towards all men. Are you hearing this? You'll never have to say, I'm so bored. What right do you have to be bored? Is that some great thing that you're bored? Oh, I'm so bored. What does that mean? I'd like to really examine that sometime. Now, just sit someone down, pin them down and say, what does that mean you're bored? Let's examine this now. Honey, darling, baby, why are you so bored, Henry? Darling baby boy that's eaten everything in the icebox. Why are you so bored? I'll tell you why you're bored. Because you're not helping people. You can't even help yourself. I pick up after you every day. That's why you're bored. You know why people are bored? They don't have anything to do. Come on down here. You'll be the happiest people in the world. After you develop new habits, I'll give you plenty to do. And you'll never be bored. How many hearing this message today? Never be bored. You'll never have to say, what shall we do? No, you can't do this in a sit position or even an arms lift praising God. It has to be done with arms full praising God. Now, don't fret about this. Just do it. You know, it makes it twice as hard if you fret about doing something. And then after you get into it and after you get it done, you say, why was I making such a big thing of it? I really enjoy my room now that it's cleaned up and I don't have dust balls this high in there. Isn't that right? Oh, I just hate to go out there and rake that yard. Where is that kid of mine? Where is he? Well, he never rakes it good enough for you anyway, so go out there and show him how to do it. And rejoice while you're doing it. Gee, Dad is happy out there. I wonder what's making him so happy. Well, you're not there for one thing, son. Really makes sense. Your face is enough to turn anybody. I think people need to know that. Don't you? I think your sons need to know that. Daughters need to know that. Don't they? Parents need to know that. That we don't need your face around here unless it's rejoicing. What's wrong with that face? Huh? My mother used to do that with me with a wash rag. Here comes the fire engine. I was just a real little then, but I still remember because she was so rough with my face. Here it comes. It's going. Well, let's see a big smile out of you. And she'd say, smile. She commanded me to smile. That's where most of my wrinkles come from, smiling. Am I getting through to anybody at all? Don't fret. Don't gather a group. That's like kids. You tell them to do something, they'll change the subject. I want you to go to bed now. Mommy, did you see the picture I did? Little con artist. See, they want to be... Did you see this? Mommy's seen it. Go put that number 10 nail back in the wall. Hang it up again. You know what a number 10 nail is? It's about this long, about that big around. Mommy, I want a glass of water. Mommy, I have to go potty. Mommy's rejoicing right now. Mommy's happy because she knows this is the last time you're going to come out here. Isn't that right? I command you to be happy about going to bed. I command you to be. Why not? I have been to people's houses where they play with a kid until it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? Your kids do that once in a while? Never, huh? They try to, though. I like you. You know why? Because you're a rejoicing person. Both of you. I like that. It encourages me to get up and minister when you see people that can rejoice. Oh, that is such a breath of spring air. Hallelujah. I mean, if the complainers and the gripers can do it, so can we. I think they're so good at their job, they should have Oscar awards. Wouldn't that be great to have Emmy awards for the best griper? Huh? And then you could nominate your kid or you could nominate your mate or whatever. Huh? And then you could go to the church or the school or whatever and then they take a vote on the best griper? Huh? The best griper. The griper for 1987 is. How about the one that rejoices? Here's a rejoicer. He's a pretty happy kid, isn't he? He's a pretty happy kid. You're pretty happy, aren't you? Huh. See, a person told me one time, he says, you know, Pastor, I know you rejoice a lot, but you should be more dignified. I started thinking about that. I thought, well, that isn't that I don't know how to use large, long words, but I take shortcuts. And I thought to myself, how can I be dignified and rejoice? Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. How do you set up banners like that? How do you shout for joy? Hooray. I don't ever want to get too dignified. It's all right to look that way. As soon as I open up my mouth, though, I destroy it. Now, doesn't this look dignified? Well, you see, my face and my actions betray what I look like, because I blow it every time. I never want to get too dignified to be down to earth, to be able to rejoice with people no matter what kind of situation they're in. Ah, that's a terrible place to be, isn't it? You can't rejoice with someone. Guys, hey, I just got $1 million. Rejoice with him. He may give you some. What's that you say? We got $1 million. Praise God. Hallelujah, brother. Oh, I got so excited, I took share of it right away. Excuse me. Go off and spend it, your stingy self, all right? Huh? Folks, what I'm trying to do here is show you got to have a sense of humor. Sure killing me. Woo! Let us welcome in other rejoicers. Come on in, rejoicers. All others need not apply. Come rejoice with us. Keep it simple. Don't try to impress someone by how much you know. Well, the Bible says, know nothing. Be careful when you think you know something, know nothing. That makes it easy for me, believe me. Ooh, yeah, you're going to have to remind the people, warn the unruly, and their rebellious tempers will irritate you. But don't let that put a pause in your rejoicing. Are you hearing it? Comfort the feeble-minded. Give rides to the disabled. Do some work in the church. Help the drunks. Help the prostitutes and others in need. See, because whatever gets your attention gets you. Why argue issues and waste time when you could be rejoicing in the fact? The fact is today here, folks, is that you have the privilege, not only the privilege, but the duty to rejoice, the command to rejoice. There's a nursery down there if you want to take them. Are you hearing this? I am talking to Mick. Remember, Mick, we were talking about joyless people? What do they do to your company when they come in there? They have no joy. You know what a person with no joy is? A person with no power. Huh? Did you ever see a boxer in the ring? And he comes out there, he has no joy, he has no strength. Comes out there with his hands down, he's got no joy. And the other guy's in there. Huh? I'm going to kill you over in that corner. I just know it. I prayed about it. Don't you like to go in a cafe and see a jolly cook? We're going to fix you a nice pizza, huh? Don't you want a rejoicing cook? Or a waitress? You want a waitress to come and slam it? Here! Want some water? Ooh, are you hearing this? A joyless person is non-productive. And sort of lose their charge. Friends, if I'm not rejoicing, I lose my charge. I lose my vitality. I'm the loser for not meeting the command, rejoice always. And don't let your helping others rob you of your rejoicing. Lend a hand to the feeble, but don't stop your own singing. Isn't there a song like that? While I sing, all because I'm happy. What are you singing about? I sing because I'm free. I sing because the Lord and I can set the captives free. Why not? I'm going to sing that over the... out here I got a big speaker. It wakes up the whole neighborhood. It's a great big boomer. I'm going to sing because I'm happy. Well, after all, doesn't a mother carry her baby and sing at the same time? Even when it's inside. Well, I sing because... Oops, there's a little kick. I'm happy. Kick, 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 kick. Oh, you little rascal, you. I sing because I'm free. Kick, 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 kick. Huh? It's not a burden to her. And sometimes they sing... They sing with their little babies. They got them in their arm, and they're out there doing things, and they got, whoops, the kid's upside down, excuse me. Huh? Huh? Mothers do that all the time. They carry their burden with them. They got their baby under their arm, carrying them on their hip. They sing with their burdens. Why can't we? Your mom has to sing with the burdens. You work, don't you? You're working, I can tell. And you still have to sing. And you have your days when trials and tribulations and all those things come. But just think what would happen if you got into such a down period that you just couldn't do it anymore. And then you came home and smiling Charlie here and Mickey O and Janie, they're all smiling. When they make you lift you up a little bit, they kind of pick up the burden of making it every day and doing it every day. Oh God, how we need people that rejoice with us. People that come into the mission and they're rejoicers. Don't we need them? We need people like that. Isn't it a joy to be around them when they're happy? Oh, you don't know the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. No, and I don't care to know. Tell me something good that happened to you. I don't want to hear any more complaints. How about something good that happened to you? You know what good is happening to you? It's when you rejoice every more because you've done something. Whew. Want your baby back? No. Oh, God. I guess I'd do about anything to prove a point here today. Don't be robbed of your rejoicing. Are you hearing this? And you know, as you're doing this, you turn around to be all manner of men gathering behind you to hinder you, to grieve you, to dampen your spirits, to make use of you for their own base purposes. Are you hearing this? There's all kinds of people when you're real happy that want you not to be happy. Come on and stop all that singing and get miserable. We need you on the chain gang today. Remember Paul and Silas in prison when they sang at the midnight hour, hallelujah, and the prison doors were open. People, when you're happy, there's a lot of people that don't want you that way, but don't let it hinder you. Are you hearing this? Don't be dismayed. Don't be grieved. Don't make a production of things. But don't leave off your rejoicing. Are you hearing this? And the Bible says, and as you are patient with all men, let your patience have some joy in it. Well, you know, a snake is patient. They just sort of coil all up. And they're patient. Don't be like that and be all patient. And then wait for someone to come by and strike at them. Have joy in your patience. Are you hearing this? When you're waiting for supper, young man sitting here, I'm hungry. Don't get irritable. Have joy in it. No, Mom, I'm really hungry and that really smells good. Whatever you're cooking is great. I can hardly wait. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Instead of, I'm hungry, I want to eat right now. But almost ready, darling dear. I said it's almost ready, bong! I don't know which the case may be, but judging from your head, it was the first one. There's no knobs on it. How many hearing his message today? Get it today, get it today, get it today. Rejoice evermore! Be patient with all men. God is patient with you. See, patience without joy is work. It's, I won't scream. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, you dirty rat, you. 3, 4, 5, 6. It's work. I'll hold my cool. I'll smile sweetly. I'll count to 10. The Bible says, with all my sacrifices, thou shalt offer salt. That's like Martha serving, but with no rejoicing. Huh? You remember that in the Bible? How many remember that, Mary and Martha in the Bible? And she's out in the kitchen, see. When the moon hits your eye like a big chiffon pie, that's amore. When you sit at his feet, when I got all this work, that's amore, huh? How if she was out there saying, hallelujah, smell that roast leg of lamb coming out there, ooh. And smell them taters, huh? And smell them green beans. And oh, that goat's milk is so good. She would have had the attention of everybody. They all started singing with him. There would have been a chorus, one of these musicals. Smell that roast leg of lamb, huh? Smell them taters. Oh, that goat's milk is so good. That's what I do downstairs. Don't I? It's kind of contagious, isn't it? When you're waiting on people and you're working in the mission, you have to sing a new song. You have to rejoice evermore. Don't you? Is this all we get? Is this all there is? I said, you remind me of a song. Is that all there is, my friend? Huh? Then we'll go dancing. And then he starts smiling. Right? People, see, people are down all over right now. And it's up to the preacher and it's up to us to rejoice evermore as Christians to bring them up out of it. It is a command of God for you to rejoice, and it's the best thing you can do. It's the order. If you follow it out and you build yourself into that habit, it will be your salvation. Isn't that right? Isn't there a song, Straighten Up and Fly Right? You're a pilot. Straighten up and fly right. Shouldn't we sing that song to people when they're sort of walking? What happened to you? And they got bent wings. Huh? Why shouldn't we rejoice evermore? It's just as easy to do that as it is for us to get all grumpy and gripey. Huh, isn't it? I mean, we just have to change our habits. My dad would never let me be grumpy. Never. My mother, she kind of lost it. They were 50 years in business. She kind of lost it. And she went out. She says, guy says, give me a roast. He says, you know what I feel like today? I feel like a roast beef sandwich. He said, yes, and you look like one. Gravy all over. My dad never said that. He'd go back and he'd cut that with loving care. And he'd put the potatoes in the middle. And he'd put the meat in the bread. And he'd put it on. His lips were always going like this. Scoop his gravy out. Put the plate up there. I mean, everything he did was a great big production. My mother said, my God, you have to make a production out of everything. Give me the roast beef! Oh! Well, needless to say, they got out of business because my mother, like I say, she went 50 years with them. She just lost it. She says, no, Dad, I got to get out of this. But she was always a rejoicer. She was always happy for the most part. You could come in and find my mother at any given moment totally laughing. I like to tell this story. One time we lived in an old house. And I heard this terrible crash and this terrible thing. I said, Mom, what happened? I come down, and the plaster from the hole of the ceiling had fallen down, and it was about this thick. All over my mother. It was in her coffee. It was in her food and everything. And her hair was all sort of gray and all of this plaster and everything. She says, oh, nothing, just a story of my life. No, the Lord wants us to serve Him, and I'm closing with joy. Are you hearing this? If you cannot serve in the house of God without griping, then don't serve at all. Yes, just sit it out with the sprained face gang, let's call it, until you're healed, and make it right. I told a person one time, I says, you know what, I think you need to put one of these ace bandages around your face. I think you sprained it. Just wrap your whole, Lazarite, I said, Lazarus. Just wrap this Band-Aid around your whole face, this ace bandage. I mean, this must be sprained or something. Man, that's an awful looking thing. And you know what? The person after that, whenever he came in contact with me, made sure he was always smiling, and he got into the habit of it. Sometimes you turn people around, they're proud. So, okay, I'll show you. I'll just keep right on smiling. Then they find out they like it. Did you know that? Sometimes you have to work with people. Don't you work with your kids trying to make them smile? Come on. Man, this is real good pablum. Come on, smile. These carrots and these, asparagus tips, they're wonderful. You eat them then. Why don't you try what your kids have to try, in other words, and then maybe you'll know why they're griping. Get involved a little bit with them. Right? This is a nice mom here. She's an achiever and an involved person. Where do you work, dear?
Welcome home.
What a nice place for you to work. Welcome home. What do they do there?
Halfway house.
For adults. Welcome home. Well, at least they're halfway there. Right? Isn't that great? Well, once in a while, it kind of gets to you, don't it? Kids don't like you working there. Sometimes. They'd rather have you home all to themselves. All the time. Here's my mom. So you start rejoicing. Right? How many got something out of this message today? Rejoice. Well, actually, there's 4 more hours left in it, but I'm not going to go through it. I mean, I don't want to stop your rejoicing altogether. I don't want you to fall dead in the aisles. If there be anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, well, that's where rejoicing begins, believe me. When you know Christ as your personal Savior, and what a wonderful time to receive Jesus as your... Is there anyone in here that doesn't know for sure today that's never confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, thou will be saved? There was a school that came in here yesterday, and a friend of mine, he's a parole officer, he brought in a school, a whole class, and the president and all them, and so he said, could you just minister to them a moment about what you do? Well, I says, first of all, I'll minister the gospel, because that's what I really do down here. I ministered the gospel, and there was like 8 kids, and they all come to know Jesus, standing in the kitchen before they started work. So I thought, well, now I might as well have kids that are rejoicing than people that are miserable because they came down here on a trial basis to see what it's all about. We'll give her a try. A couple hours. They stayed until the whole thing was pretty near done down there. But they all come to know the Lord. Is there anyone in here that's never received Jesus as their personal Savior? You can just put up your hands and say, or maybe someone that doesn't know. Have you kids received Jesus as your Savior? All of you? Okay, all right. Everybody, anybody in here that hasn't? How about in the balcony? The radio audience doesn't know what's going on here, you know what I mean? You'll have to put your hands up, folks, because, you know, with 4,000 people here, it's hard for me to see way in the back there. Stand on your seat if you're short, okay? I've had people come down here and they say, you mean this is the largest mission in the United States, like you said, per consistent bag giveaway? They got it down because they say it all the time. And you only got this many people here? Man, that would just destroy me. I said, why? I'm too busy rejoicing to have time for that. I says, I deal with 40,000 people every month. Do you think that's a big enough church? Do you think that a church is just the walls? No, I says, never think that. I says, I have a tape ministry that goes to Tanzania, Zaire, Uganda, and all over the place. And I know people, and I don't have to show my face over there. I don't have to spend $35,000 to go on over there to some of these foreign lands out there so people can see my face and ruin the whole thing. They're going to the Lord off the tapes. Why knock a good thing? Right? Yeah, folks, there's a lot in rejoicing, and I really have learned the secret. That find yourself whatsoever state you're in. You just keep right on rejoicing. And don't let depend on what people's thoughts are or this or that. If you're called to do something, do it with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul. And you know what will happen? You'll have the full joy of the Lord. And I tell you what, it's your strength. Isn't it? You people just started coming to church here. Now we've got three beautiful people here. There's lovely daughter and son here. And my boy, you guys look nice today. Wow. Bow tie, and they look so great. And you know, here they are. They're down here in this mission church. Drudgeville. They came down here yesterday, and they were packing bags, and they were going at it. And you know, you're a witness to other people out there about how much fun it is that your young, beautiful age is going to draw more people in. Did you know that? It's going to draw them. You want more teenagers? Well, then it's up to you to draw them in here and get them busy. They need to be busy packing bags, doing this and doing that. Yeah, but when you learn and when you come down and you actually experience what it is to actually rejoice evermore in doing these things, feeding the poor, meeting the needs of the feeble and the weak, and you graduate into that higher call. That it really is the higher call, obeying God in the simple things. Guess what's going to happen to those children? They're going to be brought in a great number. See, one thing I don't want is a whole lot of people that come in that just want to have fellowship. Well, let's have fellowship. Let's have fellowship. I don't want to be on that ship with a whole lot of fellows. You know what I mean. Huh? I don't want to be on that ship. I want to be on the good ship Lollipop or something. I want to be where it's having fun all the time and you can just be yourself. I'm myself today. This is the way I really am. Oh my God. You know, you can have a lot of fun if you're just yourself, as long as you're rejoicing in the Lord forevermore. God, I want to thank you today for this wonderful audience that you brought my way and these people that are so dedicated to the cause of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for filling those bags to overflowing, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to thank you for the young people that come up here today and just thrilled my heart, just did a tremendous job of portraying Christ here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for all of these happy, ever-rejoicing faces that I see here today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
There you have it. That was the conclusion of episode 328. That was part 2, To Rejoice, part 1. Be sure to join us on Friday for part 1, Sunday for part 2 of Pastor Paul's podcast. If you missed part 1, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. And there you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, show notes, and scripture links. You can also find the podcast by going to www.pastorpaul.org. Up at the top of the homepage, you'll find a link to the podcast and the blog. Next Friday's message, Rejoice, Part 2. Have a great week, and God bless you.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. Forever.
always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. And may you stay. We'll be right back.